Nikki, he's looking at me weird.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I have some advice for you.
Hey, I'm Lynn.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Mark.
And we are three spilling the tea on this journey we call recovery.
Well done.
Yeah.
Telling on ourselves is how we're doing it.
T-O-O. Welcome. Welcome. We're glad you're here.
Me too.
I'm ecstatic.
All right. Awkward pause. Perfect timing. So, you know, before we get into the topic of this episode, I know we tend to start off these this little shindig with a little segment we like to call
First Thought Wrong.
Yeah, and we were talking about pre-show notes and doing our little powwow prior to the podcast, and it was a challenge because it wasn't a challenge to come up with a first thought wrong. It was a challenge to pick one.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I hadn't even thought of this one until we started talking about first thoughts wrong. And I went, oh, wow. Okay, there it is. So I was listening to one of our previous episodes. And shout out to my little sister. We have inspired her to start her own podcast, right?
Sweet,
which is really
sweet.
Exciting, right? And so she will, like, you know, reach out. She'll say, hey, just saw a new one drop. You know, she's actually even encouraging, like, hey, when is the next one, right? Which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had mentioned, hey, when's the next one? I went on there, I looked, and I listened, and this was, like, nails on the chalkboard. Because, you know, I think it's very common because of the speaker and receiver that we don't like the sound of our voice. That's very common. We don't sound the way we sound like
that we
to
think
us.
We sound right. Right.
And then, but it was amazing listening to me. I swear it felt like 15 minutes to make a point that never got made.
So you never landed the plane.
Oh, no, not only did I not land the plane, like, I went from a plane, I parachuted out to a train.
Oh, geez.
That train crashed into a car, which I then jump-started and drove off a cliff.
See, but that's what people want to see, Mark.
No. People want to see something. And what I felt like it was one of those amazing, like it was almost a skill if it were something I wanted to do, which was spend 10 minutes not saying
talking
anything.
Talking about nothing?
Yeah. There were a lot of noises. There was a lot that, right? It was like I was Jimmy Stewart, like, and right? And I just listened to it, and I went, Mark.
Wow.
Wait, someone should have intervened.
Well, now, okay, so because we don't notice that,
yeah.
Right?
No.
So when I'm doing that, because I have those moments too, yeah. Do you all notice it?
No. I just love listening to y'all talk.
Of course not, right? Because, I mean, this is it. Again, self-conscious.
Yep.
And there's nothing more nerve-wracking than if you're self-conscious. I mean, this is the good news. I don't listen to me typically when I'm talking.
Right.
Can you imagine, like, what a nightmare science fiction movie is that you are unable to live the rest of your life without hearing it on replay?
Oh, my goodness.
Right? A delay, which people would go like, oh, then I could do things differently. No, you wouldn't, because you would be so consumed with, wait, why did I say that? That sounded weird.
What was I thinking?
Yeah, so... So
it's like when you write a word too many times until it looks weird.
Yes,
that would be
yes,
your life.
Yes. You psych yourself
like, that's
out.
Not spelled
you psych
right.
yourself out. Yeah, and that's what I did. And I just remember I actually turned it off.
Yeah.
And had a little giggle. It was like, well, it's out there. So there's nothing it's I can there. Do about it. Right? Acceptance. I let go. I practiced all these principles. And then Lou, this is great. That night we're on the way to a date night, and she goes, we had a long, like, drive, 45 minutes, and she goes, why don't you turn on the podcast? I go, no. we're listening to music.
Yeah, well, so. It's so funny because people, even yesterday when we were at the services, mm-hmm. this lady said, gosh, I feel like I've been talking to you all this time. I haven't seen her in probably 2 years. But because
of the podcast,
we forget that people yeah. are listening to what's going on.
Yeah.
And whether it's time, you know, we were talking about doing something for this episode of a New Year's resolution or not. And Mark brought up the point, well, if it's June, that really isn't apropos. And that is the beauty of podcasts, yeah, right? Yeah. That they are there forever.
Timeless. We hope. Timeless. Well, we hope.
Timelines? Have you shifted them? I don't know. I want to.
More that the topic is timeless, not that...
I know.
Segway.
See, now I'm overthinking. What did I say something weird? Did that sound weird? Now I just sound dumb.
Oh,
then,
yes.
That's where I go.
And people love
dumb.
That too. Yeah. So I do think that people love the non. I mean, think about Seinfeld. There was a whole show about it.
Right.
Right. So there's something relatable when you get self-conscious about that kind of stuff. And I did not listen to my, you know, Mark just. He's getting a phone call,
and
Mark gets real antsy about the you know the
ambient,
sound.
The
yeah,
ambient,
yeah.
And
we just literally broke the cardinal rule of podcasting, which is turn your darn phone off.
And you know what? Here's the thing. It really doesn't matter.
Right.
Right. It really doesn't matter. And I think this podcast, this journey that we've been on for I don't even know how long, and that Mark's joined us. Has really taught me that very little of the details matter. Yeah. It's where it's coming from, the essence of what we're about or what we're doing, and that the mistakes, and I'll tell you this from improv, the mistakes are where the magic is.
Yeah, every time.
That's what people can relate to and want more of. So, you know, the horrible thing about doing TikToks is you actually can hear yourself on repeat. Like, so for example, I just said it. Pew, pew. If you let it go, it'll just keep going. And I'll hear myself say the same thing over and over again. Or this, when I'm editing this podcast.
Yeah.
Holy cow, it starts over again, and it starts over again, and I hear my voice, and I'm like, G-g-g-g. I didn't, for the first 2 years, I did not listen to an episode.
Yeah.
I did not listen to an episode because I couldn't handle it.
And
now,
we had an editor then, too.
Yeah.
I did in the beginning, and the things that I was looking for are those speech patterns that are annoying, and I used to do, and then I moved on to, so.
Mine is right.
Yeah.
Mine's like.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. So, see.
Right? Yep. Like. Okay.
Well, now, this is total tangent, but if you listen to a lot of podcasts, you know this, or you listen to people get interviewed. One of the things that people do all the time, and I don't know if this is a strategy that people have or a habit, but so someone will ask them a question and they'll say, yeah. And then they'll think about it and they'll answer the question. Mm-hmm. And I find that really funny because in conversation, if somebody asks me a question, I'm not saying, yeah.
Yeah.
And then answering my question.
Can I tell you a weird speech thing I've picked up? Because I listen to a lot of books, a lot of books. And I really like anything British because I'm kind of a nerd.
Me too.
Yeah. This weird speech pattern I've picked up is I say, yeah, at the end of every sentence. So we're going to go over there. Yeah. I was doing it at work the other day. I'm like, what the fuck, Lynn? What is that? And it's from all the books.
Well, you want to hear something really amazing and awesome?
Okay.
You know you've made it in life when you get on Weird Girl TikTok. And it's not just Weird Girl. It's Weird Girl book recommendations. So I first was a winner when I got on BookTok. Okay? BookTok is a thing. You get great recommendations. I've found some amazing books. However, recently... this woman said, okay, you know you've made it when you get on Weird Girl Book TikTok. And I have found three of the most amazing books that I'm listening to in tandem, which is a thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that you could listen to books in tandem. Mm-hmm. I am listening to three amazing books.
Oh, wow.
One is about a woman that is taking over her father's taxidermy business. The other one is about the coven of the queen, the queen's coven in England. And I can't remember the third one, but I will tell you, it is amazing to get these recommendations and to be a weird girl and to own it. And if you would have told me I would have been happy about being a weird girl when I was drinking, I would have been very offended. Today, I love my weird.
Embrace your weirdness.
I've always wanted to be weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you always have been, honey.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Hence the anti-journey.
So
what are we talking about today?
Right. So I see a big for sale sign up here on our wall. We've got some deals going on today.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Tell me about it. What do you got?
It's a BOGO.
What does BOGO mean?
I believe it's buy one, get one. Right.
Free or half off. We have a shopping addiction.
Remember Payless shoes?
Yeah.
What happened to Payless? 300 Empire.
They were giving too much away.
Right.
Okay. So, reason I guess we came up with Bogos be bogos. Was we were talking about service, right, and helping others. Well, we lost Lynn on this one. She has that facial expression of buy me a little bit of time. I gotta compose myself. I'm here. Yeah.
Service
right.
and helping so, others. Like helping.
Gosh, I'm going so tangent on these things, and I'm not gonna listen to this episode.
No.
That's okay, but we hope you are.
We're probably gonna get the most views out of
back to the topic for the 7 people that did leave because of earlier my ringtone. The topic being buy one, get one, and the reference to service being a 2-for-1. A twofer. We have so lost Lynn. Sorry. Is the idea of it's more than just the thing it is.
Right. So when you're generously helping, giving time, giving energy, doing service, whatever, what you get back. Is that what you're
so sorry. I think the worst thing we could have done for this start of this podcast was to have gotten so detailed in my head about the mannerisms in the podcast, because now I'm broken. Everything you're saying, everything I'm saying, okay. Can we do something we've never done in telling on ourselves history?
What?
Can we do a reset consciously together?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. So let's, whatever that means to you, listeners, telling on ourselves, staff, let's take a minute, deep breath.
And breathe.
All right.
Okay.
Topic today is BOGO.
Buy one, get one.
Yeah.
And the idea of how helping others is an example of where you get a bonus, that it's not just a one-sided thing, that by helping others.
Yeah. My sponsor often tells me when I don't ask for help, I am keeping that service away from someone. Right. It's actually a selfish act to not ask for help, because I'm denying denying the opportunity for someone to do something of service that they may need. They may need to do that service more than I need to receive that service.
Yes.
Yeah. And that has always stuck with me. And we have been in situations the last few years where we're at that point. It's like, there's so much that comes with asking for help and that's pre-programmed. I'm not saying that it's accurate for everyone. I'm not saying that it's right or wrong, but for me, when I'm asking for help, I'm saying I'm a failure. Mm. I'm not capable. You know, there's a lot of shame spiraling going on there. And having to learn how to reframe that. And when she told me that, that helped probably more than anything else. And I know how I feel when I get to help someone.
Right.
My friend Carrie has been going through a medical thing. And back at the beginning of December, she said something about, you know, needing help. And I said, I know it's really hard for you. It's hard for everyone. I know how difficult this is for you. I said, but would you please let me do this for you? Because I need this.
Yeah.
And it changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it like a week or so later, and she said, I don't think of it that way. I'm like, none of us do. It's like we're programmed to not ask for help.
Well, and I think it's a very strong woman thing. I think...
But men have their own dynamic
thing. I'm not saying men don't, but I think that that's a real big problem with especially our age, of this, especially because we basically took care of ourselves because of the dynamics of many of the things that were happening at that time. Mm-hmm. And asking for help was, I mean, my Grammy Pat doesn't ask for help still, yeah. right? She should use a cane. She won't because she can do it on herself. Mm-hmm. So it's just a, I think also it's a trend that we tend to all, not just women, but all people tend to feel like they have to do for themselves.
Yes. And you told me something, Vicky, it was back in December, I think about moving, and you said, why didn't you ask me to help you? And I said, I've already asked too much. I've asked for so much help from you. And you said, Lynn, there's no score.
Right. And I want to be by you. So here's the other thing. Mm. We want to spend time with each other, mm-hmm. right? And that what wouldn't be the perfect opportunity than to just goof around and unpack
your
things.
Clean out your garage.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because I want to help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
So how do men feel? What is that shame spiral?
I was just listening to you guys not argue, but like represent women. And I'm just thinking to myself, that's still so strange to me because I am definitely no representation of the male species.
Really? Explain.
I promise you, I am... I'm hypersensitive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love to shop, right? I am, all these stereotypes.
Yeah.
And so that's what, it's just still.
You're a very good gift giver. Still, you're thoughtful.
All that stuff. I cry at commercials, any of that stuff. And that's why it's always like.
You had your dude card revoked.
Totally. Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yeah, but you're very dudely.
Yeah, you are.
Well, you know, you're I couldn't agree with you more.
Good
on
job.
That one.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah. You took that one. Like, yeah.
No, I just let Lynn be of service. Oh, buy one,
bam,
get one.
Bam.
No, I think just the idea where we maybe associate self-supporting, being that mm-hmm. independence, mm-hmm. right? But that doesn't eliminate help. It's not supposed to. Right. It's just supposed to be, a character trait, a sort of a part of us, not the whole us. And that's where, like you said, I think that's what I'm grateful for in recovery is the idea of character building allows me not to just become self-supporting, but also... That was cute. Frodo barked. I liked it. Yeah, that was good.
He likes your self-supporting.
I think... What I'm grateful for is the idea of being self-supporting is also allowing others to help me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And most times if I am able, so this came to me, I'm doing a mark. This came to me early in recovery, the same story, basically. I needed a ride. I didn't want to ask someone for help. My sponsor said, well, that person needs to help somebody. Mm-hmm. It's kind of being a greeter at a meeting is a great example.
Yep.
Especially if you're new or especially if you're someone that doesn't like to talk to a lot of people. It forces you to talk to people and then you end up gaining friends. That's why a lot of the things that we see in this program and when we get out of ourselves and are of service, we are getting so much more back.
Right. And the key word you just said there was when we get out of ourselves, when we get out of our own thoughts and our own motivations and our own needs and our own opinions and our own story.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a daily job that I try to work on because, it's...
The Book of Lynn. Yeah. I am stepping out of it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
And recovery is a team sport.
Uh-huh.
And the change, I love spirit of rotation. Mm-hmm. I can't believe how valuable that is because just because someone can do something really well does not mean they should always be doing it.
Yeah. You're denying someone the opportunity of finding out that they were good at this skill set.
It's a perfect example of selfish in a positive term, right? And how we can sort of go, they've never, I see this, in my experience where you never hear someone saying they had a tough day.
Yeah.
And how, like, for me, I can go like, really? Like, you never knew? You know, and then, but when you do hear that person, mm-hmm. you're like, wow. And I think that's the same thing with service, is what does service look like? What's the intent behind service? And then what's the results from service? Because I was really selling myself short when I thought service was, I had it just stop at do something for others, stop. Yeah. And, yeah. and, you know, and that, I think that's kind of what we're talking about is the multifacets of service and how there is a lot more to it than just one person helping another.
Or it making goes coffee. Both ways.
Yeah, right. Anything, saying, you know, smiling at someone.
Yeah. Sometimes in early recovery, one of the best things that I did was make that coffee on that Sunday night and do it. And whether the people liked it or not, they told me I did, and I got to practice receiving compliments.
Yeah.
I got to practice being open to other people's generosity.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of going a little bit off, and you can rein me back in if I am, but thinking about what service did for me, especially in the beginning, you know, showing up to, I was the key person in West Dundee at St. James, and I had to get there an hour early. And by the way, that church is haunted, and it's Chester who was with, okay. he was one of us, okay. and he's still there.
Okay.
And I was in the room one day, and I heard the elevator open and close, and then I heard a door shut. I'm like, thanks, Chester. I know you're here because I had to get, they made you come an hour early. But I did it. And every week I'm like, oh, but I did it, and I learned that by doing this service, it was giving me a sense of accomplishment and self-worth and all those kinds of things. And when I worked further in my recovery and really started working on character defects, it made me really examine why I do things. And a lot of times it can be selfish, like, what am I going to get from this? How are people going to perceive me? And it's slowly started to shift. And it's that quote of integrity is doing the right thing when no one's watching.
Yeah.
And I think about that all the time, because in the beginning, I wanted to make sure everybody watched me.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted everybody to know that I was doing the right thing, because I, you know, when we're in our addiction, I was not proud of the person that I was.
Yes.
I didn't kill anybody. I didn't steal things, but I was not honest. And to move into this new life that I was creating for myself, the first pillar for me was honesty. And so I needed people to see me being honest, me showing up. Eventually, that started to fade. And what I realized is that I know I'm honest. I know I'm doing the best that I can on any given day, and that best looks different every day, but I'm still showing up. And I think that's been because of the BOGO giving and knowing you're going to get something back. Now I don't do it to get something back.
Mm.
I do it because I know it's the right thing to do.
Well, and what is required to ask for help? Right? Humility.
Humility, yeah.
Humility.
Yeah, and that, there it is again. This is what I love. It's just there's so many angles to this stuff, and everything to me was so one-dimensional.
Yeah.
Everything was a mercantile exchange. Yeah, everything was a scoreboard. Everything was, I know the reason, I know the deal, and really, I couldn't have been further from the truth that there were so many other elements that I think, at least through speaking with you guys often, is recovery brings those to light and shows how, you know, 3, 4, 5 dimensional that really our experiences and our interactions with each other are.
Well, and I think there's a key there for me. The people that I run into when I put myself out there, because I tend to be someone that likes to hide or be by myself and give from the back, give from the back. However, when I show up and I am surrounded by others, I hear things that I never would have heard before. You know, the concept of going early and leaving late and being a part of is not something that I liked or wanted. Well, no, I think I did deep down want it, right? When I became a part of, and someone says this, service keeps you tethered to the group and the we. And I think sometimes if we're isolators, people that are isolators, whether recovery or non-recovery, it doesn't matter. If we show up and are generous and we're not worried about what we look like, what we're getting back from it, we're not keeping score, mm-hmm. that is when those magic moments happen. Mm-hmm. And you run into people that give you a microphone for your podcast because they happen to be in your world, right? Right. And look at what that turns into and the beauty of totally. The relationship that we've built because of that and that we've allowed when we show up to be of service. Because this is, for me, being of service, and we don't hear a lot from the audience. But when we do, what did that give you when you hear those things?
It's profound. And I always equate it to when I'm in a meeting and I share and someone afterwards says, you express exactly what I was feeling. And you don't go into that situation thinking, well, today I'm going to rock somebody's world. I'm going to say something that's so important and profound that everybody's going to be changed person.
Yeah, then when you do go into it like that, nobody.
Yeah, they're like, shut the fuck up.
Well, you just brought up a great point, which is I was talking with my sister about promotion for her podcast, right? Mm-hmm. So a big shout out, A Hopeful Heart is going to be the name of the podcast, right?
Like,
so
it.
Coming soon to Apple and Spotify and all your, but talking to her about the dynamics and what you guys have taught me about podcasts, you know, in my short time here, and how I'm the world's worst promoter for telling on ourselves. And the reason being, right, is because my jam on a daily mm-hmm. basis happens to be a program, a 12-step program, where I find it to be incredibly inappropriate to even work the word podcast into yep. one of my shares.
Yep.
Yep.
Right. And so I've had people at multiple meetings come up after and they've gone, dude, you never told me you were in a podcast.
Same.
Oh my gosh, I loved your podcast the other day. And then someone will go, you do a podcast? And it's like, I started thinking about it. I told my sister, I go, I'm probably the worst person to give you advice on how to get the word out about the podcast, because mm-hmm. I'm in
Well, it's a tricky one.
It is.
Absolutely.
And I mean, and it's kind of drilled into us, attraction, not promotion.
Totally. Absolutely. Right. And so that's what it reminded me of right now when you were talking about that. I mean, genuinely, I do hope and I do believe, and I got a lot from you guys and your podcast, you know, from the early Bree years. And I mean, mm-hmm. you know, all that, I really enjoyed it. And it felt like you guys were doing a service. And it was a service I wasn't paying for, mm-hmm. right? And it was something I was getting out of. And so were you guys doing that, whether it started as a hobby, whatever the motive was behind it, you guys, you know, it is a service. And then how that sort of connects with people, and then you get that, it's the reflection, mm-hmm. right? It's the way the sound bounces, that's what you get back.
Yep.
And I think it's a great example of really the idea of you're not doing service so you can hear it.
Right. In fact, we don't want to
actually
hear it.
If we're going to go back to the other episode, we encourage you, if you're doing a podcast, not to listen
yes,
to it.
If you can help it.
Yeah, it's painful. It's so painful.
All right.
So.
Goldens?
Yes.
All right.
Like which ones did you all like?
Right? Okay. I would definitely say that the...
I got one.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we're struggling over again. Here.
We yes. struggle with us.
It's really what the intent and the results when you said that service. What does the intent look like and what do the results look like? And I think when my intent is pure and mm-hmm. coming from a place of generosity, the results are so much more than I could have ever imagined. Yeah. However, when my intent is to gain something, my results can be very limited and yeah. less expansive.
Totally.
Totally. Yes, you're I have.
Limiting yourself.
Yep. The multifacets of service. Because it's not only not a one-size-fits-all, there's so many different ways service is represented. And what does that mean to you? And how do you want it to look for you? And what do you get out of it?
I liked Lynn said, letting others help you even if you don't need it.
Yeah.
Or the other point that she said, which is doing the right thing. Integrity was described as doing the right thing when no one is watching. Or I think another version we've heard is do something kind for someone and don't get caught.
Yeah.
And
I just got the little sparkles.
Oh, okay, sparkles.
I got sparkles.
And then I love that Vicky said there is no score.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no scoreboard. Yeah. I'm not keeping track.
Yep.
Keeping track gets in the way of what you're keeping track of.
Exactly. Well, I hope you liked and you will share and subscribe and review and give us a shout out because we suck at promoting.
I was going to say, please promote us because somebody's got to do it.
We need help. If anyone's good at that.
Here's your BOGO opportunity. Yeah. help us out.
Oh, help us promote.
Help us sister out.
All right. Peace.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.